Hello, I'm Jennifer Neville with this week's Middle East report. Coming up, Mr. Netanyahu takes a firm stand over ceasefire and hostage release. Israel needs our prayers at this time. And Paralympic swimmer dedicates medal to IDF soldiers. The main news in Israel is the execution of six Israeli hostages at the hands of Hamas last weekend and the firm stance of Prime Minister Netanyahu not to go for a ceasefire and hostage release deal unless the Israeli army continues to control the land corridor linking Gaza with Egypt. With more on this story, here is news correspondent Kent Allen.
Last weekend, the Israeli army found the bodies of six Israeli hostages deep underground in a Hamas military tunnel in Gaza. Forensic analysis of the bodies indicated that the hostages had been killed in an execution-style killing just 2 or 3 days before their bodies were found. One of the hostages killed was an American-Israeli young man whose parents had been on an incessant campaign to get their son freed. The parents had visited at the United Nations and at the White House and also spoke at the Democratic National Convention in America last month, thereby making the plight of their son to become one of the most internationally recognized hostages. Following the release of the news of the execution of the hostages, the largest anti-government protest since the war began took place in Tel Aviv. The protesters feel that the Netanyahu government should agree to a ceasefire deal with Hamas in order to free the hostages, even if it makes a restart of the war more difficult. Prime Minister Netanyahu, for his part, gave a lengthy press briefing where he stated that his government has no intention of withdrawing the Israeli army from the corridor linking Gaza with Egypt in order to prevent the rearming of Hamas via smuggling tunnels coming in from Egypt. The government's defense minister has insisted that Israel can withdraw from the corridor as part of a ceasefire deal, but the prime minister took the issue for a cabinet vote last week, and the cabinet voted to overrule the defense minister. And so for now, the army remains along the corridor with Gaza, and the war in Gaza is continuing. This is Kent Allen reporting from Jerusalem.
In other news, in response to the murder of six hostages that were hours away from being rescued by the IDF, Paul Calvert spoke to Elena Heidemann from Israel Forever Foundation about the discovery of the bodies.
It's nearly 11 months since they were kidnapped by terrorist group Hamas. What happened yesterday?
Well, yesterday it was announced that they had discovered the bodies of six hostages in a tunnel only 1 kilometer away from where they had rescued the Bedouin Muslim hostage that was recovered a week prior, about 1 kilometer away, as I mentioned. And unfortunately, it has been discovered and shared with the world that these six hostages were executed mercilessly as the IDF approached within, they believe, between 36 to 48 hours prior to their being recovered by our brave soldiers. So it's a very devastating time that all of these hostages had been alive all these hundreds and hundreds of days while the world has sat silently, only to be murdered as they are hours away from being saved.
Mm. How has the nation of Israel responded to this?
I can tell you that there is not a full heart in the world that is not moved and pained and heartbroken. Many people would say that they feel like they're experiencing October 7th all over again because of the utter shock at the brutality that these so-called human beings, these terrorists, are treating our innocent civilians. Everybody is heartbroken. The entire nation is in mourning. Jews around the world are in mourning. There are many memorial ceremonies that are taking place. Yesterday and today, we have the funerals. And of course, it's important to mention that on the very same day, there was another terror attack where three individuals were murdered, three security individuals, and one of them is the father of a policewoman, one of the only police women who were murdered on October 7th in the terrible battle that took place at the Sderot police station. So we're burying many of our family members, and there is not really a feeling of how we can overcome this, but we know we will. It's also created division and many people who want to point a finger of blame. And it's very crucial for people outside of Israel to understand that the all of the rallies that are taking place, some have been politicized, but many are simply solidarity rallies with the families of the hostages, with the soldiers who are continuing to serve. So we see a lot of awakening of people here in Israel. Unfortunately, we wish we saw more awakening of people around the world as a result of these catastrophic murders. They were literally just executed because their freedom was imminent. So it's a very tough time.
Are we seeing protests and demonstrations on the street? And is there a strike today?
Yes, we see that some of Israel has striked today. Unfortunately, the head of the Histadrut, the labor unions, he saw himself in a position to shut down Israel's economy in protest. Whereas there are many who say that that is what damages not only our image, but our society even more, and that his decision was actually illegal because it was motivated by a political siding, a political bias. So while we're seeing many protests and demonstrations, we are also having to recognize that's actually a small percentage of the Israeli society. And it's being reported in the news as if it's the majority, but it is not. You have the majority of the nation of Israel who is standing by the need for this just war in order for our defense systems to be able to defeat the forever war that the Arabs are putting upon the Jewish people today. So you see reactions of every kind. You also see a tremendous outpouring of love and brotherhood and camaraderie. I myself was at Hadassah Hospital today, and you see Arab and Jewish doctors and nurses and patients, and there is an understanding amongst everyone right now that this takes us really beyond the level of what anyone could have expected, even from the evil Hamasniks and their horrible Nazi style of behavior against the Jews. It's really a difficult time, Paul.
Is Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu responsible for the deaths of these people because he didn't get a peace deal, or is it just solely on Hamas?
The tendency to blame Bibi Netanyahu for the failure to bring peace is nothing other than a witch hunt. Nobody loves any major leader, and any major leader in war, as we know throughout history, has good and bad, has successes and failures. And our prime minister is similarly in a position of catch-22. He cannot win. Is their murder his fault? Absolutely not. We have done absolutely everything to try and bring peace to this situation. But unfortunately, the international bodies have empowered Hamas as the deciding factor for all of the negotiations. The responsibility for these murders rests on Hamas, but not only. It also rests on the United Nations and the International Red Cross, and it rests on all of the nations of the world who have continued to empower Hamas, who have continued to give in and appease the terrorist demands. And we have to admit that there is a lot of responsibility put on the major countries throughout the West, including the United States. We were told, the Israel was told not to go into Rafah. Again and again, and they delayed the entry into Rafah by many weeks. And it is as a result of those failures and those diplomatic failing of understanding the war that we have to fight that led to Hamas's empowerment, continued empowerment. And it was that empowerment that led these individuals to execute point blank these six hostages. And we cannot yet know how many others.
That was Elena Heidemann. Finally, Paralympic medal winner Mark Maliar dedicates his bronze medal in the men's 100 metres backstroke to the IDF soldiers fighting to protect the State of Israel. I want to thank the soldiers and everyone who protects us. Thanks to them, we can train, we can get to this point. We're able to live thanks to them, he told an Israeli sports broadcaster shortly after his win. Meir won 3 medals at the Tokyo Games and is slated to complete in 3 additional races in Paris. Meanwhile, please pray for the families of the 6 hostages brutally murdered by Hamas, and for the Lord's protection over Israel and for success over all the IDF's operations in Gaza. This ends this edition of the Middle East Report. Please join me again next time for the latest news from Israel and the Middle East. For more details, go to onlinemiddleeastreport.com.